Chapter 1. A Line in the Sand. It was the night before I turned 40. That cool, late October evening in 2006, Julie and our three kids were sound asleep as I tried to enjoy some peaceful moments in our otherwise rowdy household. My nightly routine involved losing myself in the comfort of my giant flat screen cranked to maximum volume. While basking in the haze of Law & Order reruns, I'd put away a plate of cheeseburgers and followed that welcome head rush with a mouthful of nicotine gum. This was just my way of relaxing, I'd convinced myself. After a hard day, I felt I deserved it and that it was harmless. After all, I knew about harm. 8 years earlier, I'd awoken from a multi-day blackout binge to find myself in a drug and alcohol treatment center in rural Oregon. Since then, I'd miraculously gotten sober, and one day at a time was staying that way. I no longer drank. I didn't do drugs. I figured I had the right to pig out on a little junk food. But something happened on this birthday eve. At almost 2 a.m., I was well into my third hour of doltish television and approaching sodium toxicity with a calorie count in the thousands. With my